Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. It is May the 13th, 2021. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Also, your biblical teacher, your encourager, and your what? Independent clergy. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Got a great show lined up today we're going to talk about here in a little bit. I hope you guys had a great day yesterday. I kind of took a break, you know, from time to time, doing radio work and doing podcasting. I have to take a little bit of a breather in between. And I hope you enjoyed my coffee talk that we covered about, you know, eight different prayers that would help you when you're having trouble going to sleep. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, I encourage you to hear that. You will really get a lot out of it. Also, share the news, spread the word. Tell people if they got an Apple phone, an iPhone, whether it's the old one to the new one. On the home screen, there is a purple button that says podcast. All they got to do is click on that, type in the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, okay? It's going to have the old original logo on it with the coffee beans. Okay, subscribe for free, F-R-E-E. I'm never going to charge. The quality of our music is really great on that. And there's other networks that it's good on. It's also good on our iHeartRadio. Same thing. Just search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. There you're going to find my new logo on there. And then I'm on Spotify, which has our, I think it has our new logo on there. If it doesn't have the old, it may have the old logo. Some of these networks that I'm on have the old, some have the new logo. Anyway, subscribe for free. Share our podcast. It's encouraging. We are here to encourage. We're here to pray for you. We care about you. Also, guys, email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. Up here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, on a so-called 70-something degree day today. Hopefully it won't be too muggy as we get ready for yet rain next week. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You know, just check that too. And we got live cast coming up. Now, if everything goes to par, I'm supposed to have the loft. I'm going to try to either get him Friday, either tomorrow or Saturday. We got to just coordinate our time. If not, I've got other guests coming. We're going to do a live cast that will only be shown on the Facebook page. So please follow me. Please like me on our Facebook page. I greatly appreciate that. We would really, the more the merrier. Let's see, what else is going on before I tell you about our show? Well, prayers are being answered. A lot of PTO reports. I've got people that have reached out to me and thanked me all across the global for their prayers that have been answered. I know one in particular that has been answered really heavily, and it was an unspoken prayer request, and the individual thanked me and wanted to thank everybody out there. Not only am I a prayer warrior, you guys are a prayer warrior. Okay, God gives us the ability inside of us. We should always remember that. And I'll remind you from time to time. Let's see, what else was I going to tell you guys before we get started on our show today? Yeah, so that's pretty much about it. Well, we got Memorial Day coming up in a few weeks. Some of you guys are getting ready to go out of town. Some got big plans that you're making. Barbecuing, looks like we're getting right at post-COVID. I think we're already kind of at post-COVID, but we got to be careful. I've had people ask me about vaccinations. You want to get vaccine? Fine. You don't? That's fine. Never going to make it political. We don't want to make it political here on our morning show. We're just here to have fun and love and serve. Now, on those prayer requests and on our Facebook page, you can click on that and you can call me directly or you can text me. Now, if I don't get your message, we got a ministry team on iHeartRadio, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Ministry team that does answer and reply to as well. We reply as soon as we can. Or you can call me direct. No problem, guys. You know how to do that. Okay. So what do you say? Let's kick off on a Thursday, May the 13th, 2021. Holy cow. It's already in the middle of May. Wow. Okay. We're going to do something different today. I'm going to do a Carmen triple play. Three Carmens back to back. How about those outfits? Also, I've got a Bible devotion called God Values Faith. We're going to talk about here in just a little bit how God values our faith. A little Bible devotion. Also, going back to my biblical archives, you know, we're getting closer to making this year halfway through. It's hard to believe it's not exactly halfway through, but it's getting there. But I got a question for you. I want you to be thinking about this. How will you run your race with this year finishing out? How are you going to run it? We're going to talk about it. I'm going to give you some scripture helps that's going to help you as it has helped me. Okay? All right. Also, Coach Stanley is in the building here at the iHeartRadio studio. And Deacon Paul Brown, he's here too. Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. All right. I want everybody to get ready to get motivated. Oh, no. Got to go to work. Yeah, we all got to go to work. But let's get you motivated. How motivated do you feel? Are you jumping jack ready? Hello. Are you jumping jack ready? Let's do it. Ready? I know you can do it this one time without me repeating it. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Good job, everybody. On a fantastical Thursday, we should say, right? Almost at the weekend. Yay! All right. Okay. So we're going to be talking about right now how God values faith. The book of Psalms, chapter 139 and verse 17. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. And it's in the book of Psalms, chapter 139 and verse 17. Let me ask you guys this question. How happy would a parent be if a child consistently questioned them whether his or her needs or would be met? The parent would feel frustrated and sad, perhaps even angry when the child did not trust him. See, the Bible has scores of references telling us how much it pleases God for us to trust him for every need. You know, the Roman soldier expressed great faith when he told Jesus just to say the word and his servants would be healed. Find that in the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8. In fact, Jesus told the disciples, "Look at the birds. They neither sow nor weep nor gather in the barns. Your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not valued to them?" You know, we reflect back and go back to the book of Matthew and Scripture, chapter 6 and verse 26. Friends, God values our trust in him above every other character quality. Question is, how do we develop trust? By what? Spending time in God's presence, through prayer, worship, and by reading his word. We develop trust as we step out of faith and discover he can really be trusted. My question to you is, are you trusting him for every need in your life? And I hope you are. All right, stand by. We're going to go ahead and kick it off. I guess I'm going to go ahead and let the deacon music go first. Let's get the deacon introduced first. Stand by as we get the intro for the deek. That's right, and we are family. Let's give a morning cheer and a morning hand clap. And how about some morning crow? All right, quit laughing at him. We know he's hilarious. Whistle at him. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church yet again up here on a Thursday this time here with Coach Stan. Hello there, Deacon.
Well, hello, everybody, and happy Thursday. That's right, the Deacon is here before, or the latter part of the week instead of the early part of the week. And see, hey, it has been just amazing how much rain we've got over in Tyler, Texas, and how much rain that you've gotten over in your area.
Yeah, it's been just amazing. And it's nice looking around and seeing the pretty green out there. But, you know, it comes to a point where you're ready to dry out.
Well, I heard it's a few days of dry out. Then I heard next week we go back and battle the rain again. And you know what? I was telling somebody that it's just Jesus crying from heaven. And, you know, isn't it nice, though, whenever it rains, the fresh, crisp smell? Now, the allergies are rough, but I tell you what. You know, that's how come Deacon gets the off-brand Wallywood allergy medicine.
That's right. Yeah. It's rough. I battle it all the time. When the ragweed's up, no matter what, we're having to deal with it.
That's right. And there's so much I want to share about here in a little bit, but I know you got to get ready to get Coach Stanley. He's over here. He's ready to get started. So go ahead and do what you got to do there, brother.
Okay, sounds good. All right, let's get his music going. Everybody stand by, Coach Stan. I'll tell you what, I love that song, and ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody, let's give a mighty cheer. He's able to make it this week, I can't believe. Round of applause. Whoops, technical trouble. Some morning crow. Laugh at him, he's funny, he is hilarious. Whistle. Yep. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Almost cut it off at 1. Sorry, Coach Stan. Your friend, my friend, Coach Stan. Hey, Coach Stan, how are you doing?
Hot dogs, peanuts, cold drinks. Hey, Coach Stan, hey, how you doing?
Coach Stan, it's always good to talk to you. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing just fine there, CA. Everything's going good. It's been a rainy day.
Ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, Coach Stan. Hi, Coach Stan. Popcorn, peanuts, hot dogs, cold drinks. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I am doing just fine there, CA. How are you doing?
I am doing great. It's always good talking to you. I'm glad everything's going well. And, boy, you guys have been getting some breaks with these rain delays and everything.
CA, we have, and I'm going to tell you something right now. We ain't worried because the Yogi Bearers are going to do good. That's right, they are. And, Deacon wants to say something. Hang on, Deke. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, I just want to say one thing. Now, Coach Stan, when it comes to the Yogi Bearers, we just got to remember one thing, that they're going to have a good year. And, you know, we're in this season to where it's going to rain heavy, off and on rain. There's going to be situations to where something's going to happen. But I know one thing in the long run, that it's all going to be okay and that God has us.
That's right. Absolutely there. Absolutely there, Deacon.
Well, now that we're talking about rain and making it through these rain puddles, and how your street repairs been lately? Not that I'm trying to down the cities all across the world.
Well, CA, let me start with me. Now, over in Tyler, we got a lot of what we call chuck holes, which are deep, where the water comes in. It separates that cement, the concrete, I should say, and it's causing these chuck holes, and they don't have enough employees to fill them. So when the Deke was driving the other day to the farmer's market with Miss Mildred, and she said, "Honey," she goes, "I think you're fixing to hit a chuck hole. You need a renewal. I almost wrecked my car there, CA."
Oh, my goodness. Well, we don't want that to happen. You need to be careful in everything there, Deacon.
Well, I try to be as best as I can. And I hope one day that the city out there in Tyler takes care of some of those chuck holes.
Well, they're never in a hurry, and it all depends on budget. And every time, like over here in Fort Worth, Texas, when they fill up those chuck holes, it rains and it washes it away.
It sure does. And I'm going to tell you something right now. It's not a pleasant sight either. I think it's the most craziest thing. They use this asphalt field, but they pressurize it by sitting there taking a shovel and pounding it.
I know. I agree exactly. What about you, Coach Stan?
Well, I got to tell you one thing. Out to the ballpark, we're starting to get some chuck holes too as well, and they're not being filled properly either. They're doing the same thing, if you catch my drift. They're using asphalt, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. I know what you mean there, Stanley.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, guys. The city's really, they're trying to do the best they can. We got to give them some kind of a break because we can't control. We're in this weather pattern, especially in Fort Worth, Texas, and all across state to state in the United States and maybe even global, to where it's raining one minute, it's dry one minute, but when they're putting it on, it rains real heavy maybe one day and it washes it away. The stuff, I guess, I don't know much about it. It patches it up and it's supposed to take care of it. But sometimes it may not take care of it the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly, and I agree.
Well, I'm glad you guys dropped by today for just a brief bit. I'm glad we talked a little bit about chuck holes for a brief bit. We're going to play a Carmen back-to-back, and it's called PTL. And Coach Dan, did you want to say something real quick? I just want to say baseball, hot dogs, cold drinks. There you go. You have a great day, guys. Coach Dan, you have a good day. Good day with the Yogi Berras. And Deacon, you have a good day. We'll catch you guys next week.
Sounds like a winner there, Bassier.
All right, here we go. Carmen, back-to-back triple play, PTL.
Time to praise the Lord. Jesus. sin in him, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You know, it seems impossible that sinful man could have a relationship with a holy God. But you see, that's where Jesus comes in, and that's why today I love him so much. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who would ever believe in him would not perish, but have an everlasting life. That's why today I want to lift my voice and say, oh, how I love Jesus.
Amen. That's right. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen. Amen. And that was Carmen in the background with the choir singing that song. And excuse me, I'm having to clear my allergies again, as I always say it on the radio station here. Today, friends, we are going to... let me get some adjustments here. Okay. Today we're going to talk about how are you going to run the race the rest of this year. Okay, we're already in the month of May. We're going to be in the month of June here pretty soon. Then it's going to be July. We're getting ready for the new season. Okay, winter. We didn't get much of a winter here in Fort Worth, Texas, or really in Texas, except that one situation that had happened. But we're getting ready for now. Spring's almost over. It's hard to believe, right? And then we're going to get into our summer season with Memorial Day coming up, one of the starting days, the two busiest days for one, people that are moving, and two, people that are going on vacation, especially during, quote unquote, we believe, which is called post-COVID times. All right, so anyway, my lesson today back in my archives is how will you run this race the rest of the year? You know, let's reflect a little bit back on history. It was on May the 6th, 1954. A miler named Roger Bannister became the first human to ever run a mile record in under 40 minutes. The world record lasted only 6 weeks. Then an Australian, believe it or not, named John Landry beat his record by more than a second. The rivalry was not over, though, as the Empire Games were scheduled for the month of August during that same year. Landry and Bannister were set to square off in one of the most anticipated races in history. You know, the two runners could not even have been more difficult. Landry loved to set the pace and start off strong. He usually led most races to start to finish. Bannister was different. He liked running from behind most of the race, only to take first place in the final lap. You see, the final lap proved those stereotypes right as Landry led for most of the race. But with Bannister behind by quite a big margin going into the final lap, by then something happened. The crowd started cheering as Bannister made his move and Landry began to get nervous. And in the moment of panic, Landry broke racing's number one rule. Do not look back. As he looked over his left shoulder, Bannister went zooming by on the right hand to take first place in the race. That would be forever remembered, and everybody knows, as the Miracle Mile. If you remember that back in 1954. Of course, I wouldn't even thought it by then, but a lot of you young timers probably remember hearing the story. This moment has served coaches well for years, for all years, since as a lesson to runners to keep their eyes on the finish line. The moment was so big, and to this day in Vancouver, that a bronze statue, believe it or not, stands where Landry took over his left shoulder. Landry took the loss in good spirits. He did. And his famously said, when Lot's, if you go back, and it kind of reminds you of scripture, you know, when Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt when she wasn't supposed to look back. And this is what he says: I am probably the only one ever to turn my back and turn into the bronze for looking back. So let me ask you guys some things. I want you to think about this. While we never experienced the level of embarrassment that John Landry did on that day, but we've had other embarrassments that have happened in our life, and that's just part of the norm. Despite the fact that our race is eternally more important than the Miracle Mile, and it is, we too must realize that all too often we get distracted as people are running our race. Whether it's some distractions of life or whether it's our sins or sins of choice, we are too easily prone to wander and prone to slow down in the race. In fact, the writer of Hebrews, just like I remind people of coffee, Hebrews, get it, Hebrews, reminds us that our race is very difficult. In fact, if you read the whole scripture, friends, of Hebrews chapter 11, it is an incredible reminder of that. He lists a person after person that, though they had faith, were commended for that, suffered greatly in the hands of the world. You know, some of them saw in two. Hebrews 11 and verse 37, scripture says, it tells us, it is also incredible that we think about how well these men and women, and, you know, they ran their race despite the incredible trials they faced. We're all going to face trials. So I encourage you to read that scripture on Hebrews 11, chapter 30, or verse number 37. Also, as we look into the rest of this year, I would like to encourage us to continue to run a race that pleases our Savior. If we ever follow the advice of what, and I want you to make note, Hebrews 12, chapter 1, and verses 1 and 2, I believe that we will do as well. You know, first we must look to the faithful who came before us. Therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also. You know, many people have taken this verse to mean that people are looking down from us from heaven. They are in the stands cheering for us. They're saying, come on, CA, you can do it. Come on, so-and-so, you can do it. They're cheering for you. They're cheering for me. But this verse is talking more about watching them. Not the other way around. We are to be considered the men and the women of Hebrews chapter 11, the whole chapter, in fact. And think about their faithfulness and faith in order to propel to run the race better. We spend all too much time listening to the heroes of the world, whether it be actors, athletes, politicians, which I really hate getting into politics. We spend far too much time listening to them and forming our worldviews based on what they believe. You see, friends, the writer of Hebrews encourages us to intimidate the faithful, those who are out of great love for Christ, suffer greatly for him. So who's your hero? Let me ask you that, and I want you to think about that. Also, Who do you listen to, read, or even watch the most? So let's aim the rest of this year to read about and listen to those who have come before us, but not only them that are around us, but those who faithfully serve Christ for many years and have taught us how to run the propel in faithful race until the end. So before I go into some more second thoughts, one race that I can think of is the late Billy Graham, one of the greatest evangelists of all time. He said he never wanted to be a president. He never wanted to be an ambassador, never wanted to work in anything. All he wanted to do was do the work of God. He never professed to be a great preacher. He said, all I want to do is win others to Christ. And we need to keep that in mind. He had his flaws. He had his mistakes. In fact, before near the end, Billy Graham had mentioned one of his biggest regrets that he ever had on an interview. He said, I didn't get to spend very much time with my family. We all got flaws, but God used him, and he can use you. So just remember that. Second, we must lose excess weight. Lay aside any incumbent in the sin which are so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Every year comes the promises of losing weight. In fact, I'm going to go back in January. We, of course, been through COVID times, going through what's called, I believe, like I said again, post-COVID time. A lot of us have gained a lot of weight. We're trying to lose weight, right? I know I'm working on that again. Yet again, I know I say it every year. We all got these New Year's resolutions and stuff. But I'm not talking about pounds, although losing a few would be nice. I'm talking about resolving the fight of sin. Think about this. Runners know that running with excess weight slows you down dramatically. Remember watching The Biggest Loser? I haven't watched it in such a long time, about all that weight that they were losing and stuff and how they were going to lose all these pounds and stuff. You know, The Biggest Loser shows every season, even the first episode, they take some of the biggest people in America, which have been eating as much as possible since finding out that they made the show. And on the first day to boot camp, they tell them to run a mile. Well, that's just to say there is a high drama and a few of them, only a few finish the race. So fast forward a few months and take the remaining contestants that have rerun the same race. By now, the runners have lost dozens of pounds, right? And could run very easily. But as they go outside, you know, they're finding out that they were going to be running the race with a bodysuit that weighs the exact amount of weight that they have lost. It's fascinating to hear and watch on the show as they say at the end of the run, as they get out of the bodysuit as quickly as possible, I can't believe, one guy said, I can't believe carrying all this stuff around for so long. But as Christians, I want you to think about something. As Christians, we do the same thing. We're running our race, carrying around so much baggage, some we might be blind to, but a lot of sin. We are holding on despite the fact that we know it slows us down and displeases our Savior. We must lay it aside, kill it, and run our race faster. No Christian has ever said no sin to regret it. Third point I want to make is we must lock our eyes on the prize. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author of the perfecter of faith. For those who are the joy before him endure the cross, despise the shame, and he set aside his right hand of the throne of God. And we go back on this Landry deal. Let me just say this. Of course, Landry's problem was that he got distracted. Instead of just running the race as fast as he could, he allowed his fear to slow him down. And you reflect back on Lot's wife in the Bible. On the other hand, you know, loved the world that God hated and couldn't bear the fact that God would take it away from her. You know, our problem is the same. We stumble in the race and we think that it's just for a split moment, and that we can drive happiness out of the world and we can place our hopes and our desires in the sin. But the problem is that our hopes and desires will not satisfy. If our desire for running the race is fame, then we will never be satisfied because there will always be someone more famous. If our desire is money, there will be someone more richer. But if our desire is Jesus Christ, he is our goal, our reward. And if we run with the experience of true joy, and we will run the race that pleases him. Let me share something with you. John Piper asks a very important question that gets to the heart of this. He says, the critical question of our generation, for our generation, and for every generation is this. If you could have heaven with no sickness and with all the friends you've had on earth, all the food you like, all the leisure activities you've enjoyed, and all the natural beauties that you saw, and all the physical pleasures you've ever tasted, and no human conflict or no natural disasters could be satisfied in heaven, if Jesus Christ weren't there? Of course, the answer is no. I would not be satisfied. You would not be satisfied as Christians. But the fact of the matter is that we struggle with saying yes to the question, don't we? So I think the rest of this year, we should focus on our minds on Christ strongly. We should pray. We should do exactly what he guides us and leads us to do. Christ so much and so often that it would be so much easier to say no to Piper's question. Much more could be of this incredible two verses, as they have so much to offer us. So in order to run a good race, we all need all the help that we can get. The Christian life is difficult enough, isn't it, friends? And because we can never be satisfied on how we're performing in the race. Also, we cannot get distracted, and we must stay fixed on our Savior. Amen? Amen. Praise God for his patience, his forgiveness as we stumble into the rest of this year. But let's get up quickly and look to the faithful men and women around us. Let those excess weights we don't need, and let's lock our eyes on our sweet Savior who humbled himself and came to earth and died for us. He is alive, and we will get to see him one day. So let's finish racing the rest of this race in 2021 with the truth in mind. In Jesus' name, amen. So that will give you some guidelines. That will give you some helps on how you will run the race the rest of this year. In closing, before we do a closeout prayer, you're like, see, hey, but what's the point? I want you to think about all this. You're running a race. Don't get your eyes unfixed off God. Keep your eyes fixed on the Savior. We need him each and every day of our life. Amen? Amen. All right, well, let's lead off in a closing prayer on a Thursday. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be with us. Let us have a great Thursday. Watch over God and protect us, for we ask this in your precious name. Amen. Friends, I want you to remember the sun rises on the other side. I also want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation point, dot. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a great Thursday. Bye for now.